Bless.
On. Accessing.
It appears we are born on a planet. We are born on a planet in a socialization process where words are already in place. Question everything taught to believe.
Question everything taught to believe. What is true? Real.
Question everything taught to believe. Notice how everyone referred to self as I. Who is the I? Everyone referred to as self. Notice how everyone referred to self as I. Who is the I? Everyone referred to as self. Justice, justice, what are you thinking?
Revisiting idea about knowledge of self, self-knowledge. Who am I?
Question everything taught to believe. What is true, real? Is the physical world an illusion, existing in a way not perceived with the physical senses? Question everything. Fail to plan, plan to fail.
Why haven't you learned anything?
But that's okay, I understand you. Now I will, on my own, begin to understand the game. I will begin to understand racism, white supremacy, what it is, and exactly how it works. Because I have the intention of producing justice on this planet so that no one is mistreated and those who need the most help get the most help so there can be peace. And once we get that going, we can move forward and think about becoming a universal man and universal woman on this planet. But the foundation is going to be that we have now realized that we were shaped and molded so we would not have respect for ourselves. But we're going to change that in rapid order. Because now we're understanding. Now we're understanding. But we are going to be about the business of establishing justice on this planet.
Break the cycle of violence.
I believe then that many of our people, many of us, you know, many of us, I'm still struggling every day myself. And I'm over 60 years old. I have been working with this stuff of trying to break the chains of psychological slavery for almost 40 years. And every day I'm still trying to understand how to really get free in a way that I'm not buying someone else's definition of freedom, and in fact going to the universal definitions of freedom, which has to do with the freedom of the spirit, the freedom of the soul, the freedom to somehow be able to reconnect with the divine force from which I and all of us have originated.
Justice Radio Station. Social issues that, yeah, I love that. Better fight the right fight this time. What's your fight? What are you about?
Personal growth and development, I say.
This is Justice Radio Station.
.com.
Welcome. Peace to you and yours, Scotty Reed. Black Talk Radio Network, right on.
Right on, right on.
This is Tahuti Martin. So we're going to talk about tonight, Miss Lady. Lots of things on the
mind. Yes.
Even so.
Greetings. Welcome.
Holiday tomorrow, they would say. Holy day. Another kind of holy day.
As long as the mind is like it is, it'll always have a day to celebrate. So they say.
So Justice Radio Station.
Social issues app.
Yeah, so email. Right?
Yes, justice at justiceradiostation.com.
So, yeah, you have something you wanted to say since you were talking about what we're going to talk about tonight.
Yes.
Lots of things can be talked about. But,
how about the smallest thing?
What do you mean?
The smallest thing in terms of particles. Looking at that being something that's a commonality to all of us, it appears.
Yeah. So one of the things we've been talking about the last podcast was looking at the idea of course, identity, consciousness.
Yes.
What it is. You know, how does it relate? And we wanted to look at things another way. We've been working on something for a while now. So the idea is also about If matter is really energy, then what holds it together and causes it to appear as the varied physical objects of the universe? Matter, energy, is held together by consciousness. Consciousness is a underlying support of all things in the universe. Matter cannot exist without consciousness to give it form and to be the perceiver of its existence, because matter is only an illusion projected by the conscious perceiver who uses sensory organs to perceive with and a mind to interpret that which it perceives. So we wanted to start the show this way.
Yes, yes, and some would say that's deep. Because he is looking at the smallest particle and looking at the commonality of the particle and how they're all interrelated, the same, just different numbers of particles and combinations of atoms and of neutrons and protons and electrons.
So the same, why are you talking about this again now? Some might ask, because it's like pressing things to talk about. You're saying that you wanted to talk about the smallest particle.
Yes, I think that since it is the smallest, it's something everyone can include in their goal setting, independent study. Look at this, since this might be something you're not researching or investigating, so it's in your interest to do so, alright?
And we're kind of looking at it also in context to liberation.
Important. Very
right?
Good. Yes.
Very important. It's a noble act. Yes. Yes. So we're saying science is discovering that the universe is infinite in all directions, both at the atomic micro level and at the planetary macro level. It is also finding that what we call matter is not what it appears to be. In fact, studies suggest that matter is 99.9% empty space surrounded by an idea, information, thought, consciousness. Contrary to popular belief, quantum physics have found that they cannot explain what matter is, nor what holds it together. The remaining 1% of matter, which appears to be visible, is also theorized by quantum physics, modern physics, to be an optical illusion. The atom is said to be composed of positively charged particles called a proton.
Yes, that's right. Talking about the atom, said to be composed of a positively charged particle, that proton, and a particle with no charge called a neutron in the center. These two particles are said to be surrounded by an electron which carry a negative charge and revolves around the nucleus. That's right. And we're talking about the atom, which is said that everything is made of, to put it that way. And talking about how this atom is constructed and how everything is basically from this. All matter is found to be composed of the same protons, neutrons, electrons. Think about it. The difference in appearance comes from the different numbers of particles in each atom, and also from the combination of different atoms with varied combinations of the three particles. Think about it. Further, it is known that electrons have no weight, and that there is a vast empty space between the protons and the electrons that circulate around them. Also, that there is empty space inside all of the protons, neutrons, and electrons. Therefore, what we are seeing and touching by the use of our senses is not at all what it appears to be, which is what you have to see. JusticeRadioStation.com.
So then what you're saying is what we seem to perceive with our senses is in reality only different aspects of the same substance?
That's right, same particles, just different combinations. As you were mentioning and as this lady just shared,
that is, when energy vibrates at a high speed frequency, it appears as a light, less dense, less weight material, such as gas or electricity. When it vibrates at a lower speed, it appears as a solid, dense material, objects such as rock or metal. The higher the vibrations are, the more supple the material will appear to be. The slower the vibrations are, the more solid, rigid, and static it will appear to be. When matter vibrates at very high rates, it goes beyond the gaseous state. Then matter appears as rays, such as sun rays or X-rays. At higher rates of vibration, it would be so subtle that it would fit in between the empty spaces in the slower vibrating matter. It could pass through it or reside in it. This is the subtle realm of the spirit body, which inhabits the physical body. The object of all spiritual movement is to identify one's consciousness, one's concept of who one is, with the subtlest reality rather than with the gross physical reality, because the physical one is perishable,
temporary,
transient, whereas the subtlest one is transcendental and immortal.
Well, great.
In fact, it is the subtle spirit from which gross matter is created. For the reason, keeping a light lifestyle, which promotes higher mental vibration. A light diet and light thoughts are important, right?
Yes, very good.
The new generation of physicists, beginning with Einstein, has developed a new physics. They now believe that matter, that is everything which can be perceived with our senses, include our bodies, is an illusion. If we were to look at matter the way it truly, truly is, we would see structures that appears as small planets and moons circulating them at lightning speeds. Even the most solid looking structures are really moving. Everything is in perpetual motion. Further, we would see that matter seems to come out of nowhere and then goes back into nowhereness.
Right.
As all matter is composed of the same stuff, the different objects we see in the world are merely different combinations of the same material, substance common to all things. This is what is meant by an illusion or appearance of multiplicity, of variety. The new physics say the matter is nothing more than energy. Particle accelerator experiments attempted to break down atoms into smaller units, controlled by colliding them at great speed. Scientists found that when a positively charged proton, matter, and a negative charged proton, antimatter, are crashed together, particles turn into energy waves patterns and then back to matter again. Energy and matter are therefore interchangeable. This interchangeability of matter and energy is represented in the formula, the famous formula
E=mc².
Einstein, who initially developed this theory mentally without experimentation. Therefore, even the most solid looking objects are in reality energy in motion at different vibratory rates.
Beautiful. It's wonderful.
Whoa.
It's wonderful, and it's constructive for the individual to be aware of this for the individual body. Yes, and then of course looking at the things around, being aware, everything, the same atom, the same particles. Isn't that something powerful, you can say?
And the reason why I wanted to talk about that too, because it goes with the idea of metaphysics.
Yes.
Metaphysics, we sometimes just then say metaphysical.
Correct.
Mental physical. Metaphysical has to be something we're saying preceded, has to be preceded any kind of freedom, liberation,
change,
any genuine change,
yes,
to happen.
Preceded.
You know, for us to stop sitting behind the racist bus driver
and paying for it,
right? And seeing how effective that is when that actually is done,
yes,
on a collective level.
Wonderful.
So this is what we want to really talk about and want the show to be about. Podcast points.
Yes, producing justice.
Here are Fridays, Mountain
Friday
Time.
Friday 9, call in 8 p.m. Mountain Time.
And then remember, your mind has to be open, right? Like a parachute?
Yes, in order for it to work, it has to be open.
And we want to look at things a different way because we realize and recognize praying hasn't worked, it's not enough. So we wanted to see, looking at following the signs, we hear that talk in the news a lot. Follow the signs, look at the signs. So we were looking at, of course, words matter. Right, definition of words matter.
Yes.
So we did start off with orientation.
Yes.
In terms of, again, what are you seeing, experiences? Are you experiencing what I'm experiencing?
Orientation.
The bias, the greed.
Determination of relative position. That's why they're extremes and in between.
And then what is your position in this social system we're calling it? Right?
Yes, it is.
And it's part of the three basic things one need to know. The social system is an important one, we're saying, is key. Because if you don't understand it, everything that you think you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. For real. Because remember, the social system, I thought, going to school is where you got your education. But I came to find out, no, going to school is a lot more information. Dates, if you think about it. Who did what, famous folk, etc. Of course, all European history. But then, I came to realize someone hit me to the idea, no, it's the socialization process, which actually is the education. Because remember, that's what's really educating you and socializing you to think, to act a certain way. You know, you wouldn't be surprised if you think about it when you was younger, hanging around with your friends and stuff. There's even some of them you looked up to. You took on some of their character and personality, acted like them in a sense too, till, you know, that wear off. Or wore off sometime, never wore off. But the idea though of
education,
and we're saying it's the social system, the symbols.
That's right.
The false beliefs that was given, the fantasies.
Yes,
and
that's the education.
Right.
And the information is the education.
Right.
The information at the school. You get the information so that now, once you become a certain age, and through all the ages, you have expectations in terms of keeping the society as is. It's a political necessity.
Mm-hmm.
So the education actually is set up for that. The individual think you're going to school to learn, even reading, writing, and arithmetic. And you will. You will. You can do that anywhere. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. However, what it's doing is, of course, learning you to count and add so you'll be able to pay your taxes, learn the days of the week so you'll know the days that you are able to work. You are also given the information that it's the first 75 years of your life, might be a little less, that you will now keep the society, the socialization process, going and going and going and going. The reason JusticeRadioStation.com is here to look at producing an environment where no one is mistreated. Because right now, the socialization process, everyone appears to be mistreated. The relationships, the social relationships are not constructive. So what we're doing is strengthening public relations, producing environment no one mistreated, so-called white and black, since that's the classification tool that's being used to divide everyone and deceive everyone about who I am.
So we're using words and definition of words, words and definition of words to reveal truth, to produce that correctness,
yes,
balance, peace, justice,
yes,
right? So revisiting the idea of self-knowledge.
Excellent.
Because we still think that's one of the dirty secrets.
Yes.
You know,
identity.
Right, because in order to control one has to control one's power. And if you kind of look at the condition of individuals on the planet, it's almost like they're powerless. Yeah, in terms of even how things are going, people even taking away certain people's power and trying to like empower others over them, so you see the divide that's even going on in the environment.
Yes.
That's why it's important not to get distracted, also focus. But what do you focus on, or what should you be focused on? So that's why it's like we're all over the place in a way, because we don't have a consensus.
Or focus.
Yeah,
which is
commonality.
Yes.
Of purpose. So as you as an individual, then it's really up to the individual.
Yes.
In terms of having that fortitude and psychology.
Organizational awareness.
Yes, want to do something different. Be dissatisfied.
Yes.
In terms of what they're perceiving. I think all these things is things that still happen, you know, go to the wind and yell out.
I'm not taking it anymore.
Right. It's still that kind of vibe. That's what we were talking about again. Before that genuine change can happen, we have to look at that metaphysical of change.
Yes.
You know, for genuine liberation, real liberation, the activity of liberation. Because I'm thinking that has to be one of the things incorporated. The reason why was that going around in a long way. To look at some of the basic source of what the planet and the individual, the body, is made up of.
Yes.
The mind, the brain, the kind of things aren't what it appears.
Right, and one might not have the information
right.
to even look into self-knowledge or the knowledge of the individual, how it's structured or worked, especially from the atomic level.
Right. So, that's why I'm here.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you for being here, everyone.
So, we're saying for that genuine liberation to take place, it's going to take a little bit of self-knowledge. That's why we're saying, hey, revisit the idea of self-knowledge. Knowledge of self. What is that, actually? You know, why am I? Who am I?
Yes,
right?
That's the first thing to know of, three things to know: existence, non-existence.
So we're saying for that genuine change, though, because a certain mindset has to also happen to be able to embrace some of that idea and philosophy also. We're going to talk about it in a minute, the I Am theory.
Yes.
But you still see a certain mindset has to be had to be able to grasp.
Yes.
That thought, because we've been so polluted.
Right.
And given so much erroneous ideas about what is.
Yes, and what to focus on when you focus. I think you laid it out constructively, looking at the atom, the particles.
Mm.
And one has to think about it, just like we have not been thinking about it, many of us, for generations. So, yes.
So, we're saying the I Am Theory. What is the I Am Theory? Something that on our travels and our studies we came across. Brother Carter, Atlanta psychiatrist, right?
Yes.
And he was talking to us too about the idea of the I Am Theory. So of course now we're inquisitive because we're looking for the understanding of self.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, and also finishing the basic initial unfinished business among people of the known universe. For this to happen, one must start with the source, absolute truth.
Yes, because we need some kind of foundation.
Yes.
Because that's why we say we're walking around, as you say, chicken. I had cut off line.
Yes.
But it's a political necessity. This is something we're saying. Have to put that on your forehead.
How again?
Because you might think, you know, things is happening normally.
Yes.
No, but it's not. As you say, it's a power equation that actually is going on when we say a political necessity. Yes. You have to have the haves, the have-nots. You have to have the crime. You have to have the maladjusted folk running around. Right?
Yes, and that's what's happening, running around and around.
So, we're saying start with the source, absolute truth. Truth defined is that which is.
Yes.
That which is what?
Alright.
You know, a tree is a tree. A cat is a cat. The truth. So we're saying, start with the source, absolute truth. Know that there's only one power. Infinite, omnipotent one. That's why I kind of like talking about the physics. Because it ties back into the idea of what we're saying. The physicists are saying, infinite directions is how it seems that this universe is
micro and macro level,
right? And the atoms and molecules, we're saying, is empty
and all the same.
And the 1% that we do see is not what it appears.
Illusion.
So it's like, what's happening then? And we wanted to look at it on that deeper level to think,
on the metaphysics
can that
level.
Be a way that can empower one, because we're taking it to that science.
That's right.
You know, that base. You know,
yes.
The origins of things.
Yes.
Abstract concept. That's the mind.
Yes, it is.
That's something you wanted to say in that regard. But we're saying we're looking at the science of how it seems all of this is put together.
Yes, and existing, it appears.
What's holding it together?
And we're finding out, someone's saying it's an illusion. How is that?
Mm.
Ah, but the word, the operating word, relative.
Okay, so that's why we're looking at absolute.
Yes.
When we're now talking about, again, I am theory.
Yes.
So, carrying on. So always ask the question, is what I believe truth? Because if not, that means that we might be controlled by somebody else's beliefs.
Yes.
Right? So we're saying, think about this. Truth is absolute and infinite. Because of that which is, truth is absolute and infinite. And what is absolute? Unquestionable.
Not an opinion.
Faith or any kind of belief is.
I am here now.
Serious understanding and realization too.
Yes.
For real, I have to really big that up when I check it. Wait a minute. To ask myself, of course. Am I here? I'm questionable. So then, what is going on? Because we're still now looking at it as something fresh we're looking at. Because remember, we've been given a story.
Yes.
Of who we are and how we was created and how now we're all sinners. So it's like looking at this now from a refresh, a renewed vision to say, wait a minute. Is this just story? Or is this truth?
Including the science of it all.
Oh, we've been given story.
Yes,
or is
we
it
have.
Truth?
No, we have not been given truth.
So,
testify.
So, carrying on. Said, I'm here now, unquestionable. Not a faith or opinion. So, who's this I am then? And we're saying, well, you know, before all the attachments and all the hats.
Yes, identities that we're given.
Yeah, and somehow it appears that we've been educated to
take them all.
Yeah, right? Doctor, lawyer, mama, daddy, boyfriend, mistress, other names I won't even say. Somehow folks take on the identity.
And
boys and girls.
Yes.
Mm.
And now. And you say boys and girls, and that's another confusion coming up.
All right. So we're saying, I am means existence exists, and there is an awareness of existence, and that awareness is I. Are you aware?
Yes. Existence. I am aware. Existence. I am means existence exists. And there is an awareness of existence. And that awareness is I. Existence. Infinite. Eternal. Complete. That which is eternal, complete, infinite, I am. That there's only one I that knows of its existence. And that is all-knowing, omniscient, all-present, omnipresent, all-powerful, omnipotent, and all-action, omni-action. I know Justice was talking about everything moving. If you could look at things under an electron microscope, you'd see how things are put together and how they are moving. Mm-hmm. And even looking at, let's just say, the planet, how it appears to revolve or rotate towards the sun over and over and over again since we've been here. Mm-hmm. Well, we call it time. We call it time. And in the atoms and molecules over time, it appears in the individual, becomes, well, changes. Everything does. How about that? Mm-hmm. That's that absolute. But it changes. And so it's to look at what is real, what is absolute, who am I? Right. Looking at it from the atomic, subatomic.
And again, do you think this is air that you're breathing?
Where
I remember
you
were saying, is time real in that regards? Or is also being used as a yardstick to show that this is all an illusion?
Yes.
In terms of relative.
Yes, relative.
And absolute.
Correct.
Because this is one of the things we're talking about tonight, the absoluteness of things. You might not believe in absolute. But aren't you perishing now?
Right. And that changing also have you become aware that there's a changeless. Yes.
And then the idea of, again, see if you can identify with the super energies of existence versus dense, gross, transcendent.
Yes.
Right? Versus immortal.
Very good.
Isn't that even the feelings that most individuals have even about being immortal?
Yes,
or if they were.
Right, right.
How interesting.
However,
even they might be.
That's correct. However, given false identity, question everything taught to believe.
Yeah, because you might now be running around talking about you're a sinner.
Or right? I'm white.
Or black. But this is what we're saying about the falsified information and identity we've been given, and looking at the idea of human existence and how things are put together, it seems that we don't know nothing. How is an apple put together versus a camera? And we're looking at the same energy matter, same substance. What's going on? I think this is interesting.
Yes.
Topic, but look how far it seems everybody is away from it.
Yes. And even this little research, little lesson on a daily basis, looking at your individual makeup would be a great reward.
Right.
It'll help with mental liberation, because that's why we're here talking.
And again, it depends on, of course, your goals and what you want, because we're saying a code is still, at the end of the day, needed, because at the end of the day, we're saying and doing things in different areas of people's activities. So the thing is, what are you doing and saying? How are you going about doing and saying in terms of what do you want? And shouldn't you want liberation?
Yes.
Be free. Get this monkey off your back.
Yes.
By the way, it's a noble goal.
Very noble.
Yes. Get racism, white supremacy off our back, out of our sight. Especially if we're saying it's a political strategy.
And necessity to keep me out of my mind.
And behind it, you might miss this one. It's a power relationship that's actually in place.
Yes, it is.
Get it?
Yes.
So we, again, can't teach self-knowledge, but we know we can point towards its realization. Because the path that we've been on now for a while, and of course we've seen the highs and the lows, because again we know that we have to be disciplined in how we're approaching everything.
Everything.
And somehow you even get into where you want everything to be perfect. Perfect. Of course, it's not to stress out because you stumble and might stump your toe here and there. So, hey, it's now how you handle it. That's what I've been realizing in the last couple of days. Things happen. How you handle it. Do you have healthy coping skills? That's what we was calling it jokingly. But do you have healthy coping skills? Because I even reflect, every time I think about that too, I always remember the story of some of those individuals that we look up to. Buddha. Some of these characters of history that we talk about. Christ. Peru. And the reason why they still stand out is the way they handled things and adversity. If you really understood some of the life that they went through with, whoa, you think you had it hard, so to speak. But it's how you handle it, so it somehow elevated them to a level in our minds and our consciousness that we can also reach that Haru status. The Buddha, the Christ. It's a mental state. So, you had anything you'd like to say? We're just talking about
the mind. Liberating the mind.
Yes.
Because it's being falsified. I'm a personal experiencer of it. Being falsely identified and not going along with it. That would show that I'm insane. And it's not an easy thing to do, because it is realizing that something is not correct, something is not just in this relationship, in this society, in this city, in this state. And everyone's going along. So what do? Don't participate. It's difficult. However, don't participate. If you are a loner, in terms of everyone else around you going along, then of course everyone think you're the one that's not correct. I could not let that stop me in terms of looking at what I see. So here I am speaking with thee about mental liberation. Yes.
Democracy versus justice.
That's correct.
Right. So one and the same thought when you said it. Because we've come to realize democracy and justice can
exist
side by side.
No.
And we're saying democracy is against justice the way it's set up. Because I ask yourself, are we in a democracy as taught?
No.
Is the current conversation and environment, presidents and its citizens in any kind of relationships in any reason?
And I can't hear that conversation. I hear individuals saying that the people we have elected to govern us actually doing things to make sure we don't do it. The individuals don't do good things to help each other.
Mm.
Now, what type of, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. How does that actually work? How does that work? Yes. So that's why we're again talking about the importance of, again, embracing a code for thought, speech, and have you.
Yes.
Thought, speech, and action. I'm just saying, help critique your behavior. You might have good behavior already, but the same in terms of fine tuning, right?
Yes,
the idea.
Yes.
In fact, that's even the word, self growth and development, because that's one of the things that's even I wanted to say in context to the code system context, the United Independent Code System context, Nina Fuller, producejustice.com.
Yes.
And all his supporters. Remember, the idea is to be able to use the code for self-growth and development.
Correct.
What's the point? You just have it as
information.
Yeah, it's static, right?
Right.
You know, you just have to be codified. Yeah. But remember, how are you dealing on the day-to-day, second-to-second? That's what it was for.
Right, and it's a concept.
It's not a reality yet.
No, it's not.
But when you're saying it's a concept, what were you saying?
Yes, independently united. Independent, united, code concept for thought, speech, and action.
Well, it can help us actually to unite independently.
Yes, that's the only way. It's for the individual to have constructive thought, speech, and action.
Yes,
and then
when you say the only way, this is something that we've come to find out. It's a way.
Yes.
Because we have done it yet.
No, we haven't.
So in terms of, again, is it the only way? We've explored the different ways. This is one of the ways we haven't.
If you think
about it.
Yes, and it's working.
Using a code.
Yes.
For self-growth and development.
Correct.
In return, uniting.
Yes,
solidarity.
Yes, solidarity.
Which when enough individual
numbers, right? Yes, right.
So I can see you. I know that I see the vision, but
that's right.
The process still has to happen.
Yes.
And it starts still with the individual in that self growth thought.
Correct.
Taking it to the head in context to a metaphysics.
Yes.
A metaphysical.
Correct. Yes.
Where, as you say, the very values itself has to change. Our psychology has to change.
Our content, the words that we use.
Yeah, because the ones we have isn't ours.
No.
So can you use that to save yourself?
No. They're the same type of, we say, conditioning.
Mm.
Psychology. The psychology that we've been given cannot be used. You find that the celebrations that you've been encouraged to use as a way to mark time, question everything taught to believe. Is it true? Or are you just going along with the feel good? You know, you want to celebrate. Let's be happy.
Yes.
Let's eat, drink, and be merry.
Be careful of just the emotional act.
Yes.
Without any substance.
Yes, that mind and body will have you going in circles.
So before we go, you wanted to say anything in context again to the source? Absolute truth to time. What we've been working and attempting to say as a way to approach the reason for living.
Yes. I like the idea that having that focus of the smallest particle, and knowing that is all that there is, and everything that appears is held together with the consciousness of that part, those particles. And it appears that they're different, just like the individual, but in reality, since the individuals are an illusion and temporary, what is actually real is that which cannot be seen
by our senses that we have.
That's
alone.
Right. You have to go deep.
Right.
Yes.
And that's why we say now, the nature and structure of how the human is set up and the mind, it can perceive.
Very good. It's existence. It can perceive and participate in what's being perceived.
Right, and then we're saying what we're perceiving, that existence exists, and also I am here now, unquestionable. I am.
Means existence exists.
And already that exists.
Always, infinite, eternal, complete.
So this is where we're encouraging and even ourselves. That's where our real strength and focus can come from now in terms of self-growth and development in that idea of identity.
That's
doing what I am
about.
To really, again, occupy that wisdom faculty and power faculty that actually lies within the understanding of what consciousness is and how I can use it to change my circumstance. And of course, is to get this monkey off my back.
Yes.
JusticeRadioStation.com.
Yes.
Bless.